You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's National Cat Day.
That's right, it is.
And I've got some random facts for you, but not necessarily about cats.
And why not?
Why don't you
like cats?
It's not that I don't like cats. I don't like picking up after cats. Let's not go into it. It's just gross. Scientists estimate that there are a trillion different species on Earth. That's a trillion. But that 99.999% have not been discovered yet.
Species of what?
Well, I mean, that means that they're mostly microorganisms.
Oh, just species.
Species.
Just
a trillion.
Just general species.
A trillion. You can't even count to a trillion.
No.
Just ask the United States Congress. No woman has ever run a mile in less than 4 minutes. The woman's world record is 4 minutes, 12 seconds. The men's record is 3 minutes, 43 seconds. But I will tell you that a woman would probably be able to beat that if she's being chased by a bear.
Sure.
Just saying.
I might be able to. Who am I kidding? I'm going to I'll just turn into a meal.
Right. The guy who wrote Elizabeth Taylor's obituary for the New York Times died before she did. He wrote it while she was still alive. And this is the way they do for some celebrities. They write their obituaries. You know, he died in 2005. She died in 2011. Weird, huh? And the word vodka comes from the Russian word Wada, which means water.
Ah.
Wada.
Okay.
V-O-D-A. There you go.
So if I...
Wada.
If I'm going to have a glass of water.
Let's have a glass of wada. Why not?
Vodka's clear.
Or vodka, as they call it in Russia. They call it vodka. No, no. And it is clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Fun facts.
Is it water or is it vodka?
Right. A little randomness for us this morning. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. By the way, what's going on?
Well, it was not a particularly good night for Ben Affleck Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
First,
yeah.
Ben was seen walking from a West Hollywood party.
Mm-hmm. He was walking. Why wasn't he taking an Uber?
He was wearing a costume mask.
Yeah.
And he seemed to be having trouble walking.
Why?
Huh.
Party, Saturday night, WeHo, mask.
Then,
maybe he just couldn't see out of the eyes of the mask.
Maybe.
Maybe that was his problem. He's having a little problem orientating himself to the sidewalk. I have that problem, which is why I don't wear masks.
Then that must have been it.
That's my problem. Nothing to do with how much Ben had to drink. Did we say that out loud?
But then...
Yeah.
The night's not over.
No. What happened then?
Around 1 a.m.,
yeah.
Ben was at the Commerce Casino with an anonymous blonde.
Ooh. So he was gambling the night away. He was mask walking.
Drunk. He was mask walking.
He was mask walking. Not necessarily drunk.
And then blonde gambling.
And not a good thing,
TMZ claims that Ben appeared to be inebriated.
Because of the mask walking, I'm sure.
Probably. Yes.
Here, don't put Ben on the Masked Singer, because then everybody's going to say he's drunk.
So basically, this is like a 24-hour or probably like a, I don't know, 16-hour snapshot.
I'm curious. You know, TMZ, you know, hangs out everywhere except Jack in the Box. Because we know if Ben's having tacos, Ben's got problems.
Maybe he just wants a taco.
No, I don't think so. Because we've not heard of him having tacos since he went to rehab last year. We've not heard of that,
true.
See? And we would have heard. And we would have heard. TMZ would have said, well, we saw him. He was mask walking on Saturday down the street in WeHo. And then he was at the Commerce Casino. But we can't make out his whereabouts at the Jack in the Box drive-thru. I'm sure they would have followed him.
But I know that, you know, like when you diet, Jack in the Box sends you letters.
To me. Yes, they do. They send me coupons when I'm dieting. It's like, we miss you so much, Van Camp. Come back.
All right, so we have masked walking, we have blonde gambling, appearing to be inebriating.
And then?
Well, so now we're in Sunny Morning. He wakes up.
Yeah.
And he allegedly shows up at ex-wife Jen Garner's house.
God.
Well, what else are you going to do after all that good fun?
Well, now, they do church together on Sunday.
Yes.
So I'm guessing that's
hopefully
why
he took a
there.
Shower. All right, so TMZ caught up with him just before he entered Jen's
They're
house.
They're at Jen's house, too?
They're on him now because he's screwing up. Yeah.
Right?
He claimed to TMZ
it
was a slip, but I'm not going to let it derail me. So Ben.
So he admitted it.
He had just celebrated a year of sobriety.
Ah, Ben. You got to start over, dude.
He's actually helping others by making donation to the Midnight Mission Recovery Program.
Yeah, but I don't think he's working there. He's just throwing money their way.
Now, granted, it ain't easy.
No, it isn't. No, and I don't want to fault him for that. And people slip.
Ben, don't go to the parties, man.
Stay home and drink, right? What fun is that? Stay home and mask walk.
Yeah, there you go.
You can mask walk at home. And then have a driver take you to Jen's or just meet her at church. TMZ's not going to be at church.
Just meet her at
church. You know why? Because they'd burn. TMZ would be like, no, I can't step foot on that. That's sacred ground, man. I'm with TMZ. Kind of like us.
Jen Aniston was on Ellen again yesterday.
Again? God, how often is she on Ellen? Is this like a go-to for Ellen now? She'd just be co-host. Be the co-host.
Well, if Ellen ever gets sick or something, I'm sure Jen
has filled in for her. She's had she's had guest hosts. She does that. And then they're the weirdest people. And Jen Aniston. It's like, well, of course, Jen Aniston. Why not? She's got nothing better to do.
So she was asked naturally about a friend's reunion.
Yeah, of course.
Since everyone seems to think that it would be the greatest thing since sliced white bread.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said there will be not a reboot of the show, but added, quote, "We would love for there to be something, but we don't know what that something is. So we're working on something."
Ooh.
Oh, and by the way, Ellen and Jen did kiss on the lips, too.
Yeah, but they did that for Instagram. Whatever. I'd kiss Jen on the lips, too, but I'd probably get slapped by my cat-loving wife. You know,
no, she'd probably applaud you.
You know who probably would. You know who I would kiss on the lips? You name it. Your choice today.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with Kerry Washington.
Yep. You got it. Mm-hmm. Winner, chicken dinner. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.